This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. At the Vatican this morning, the funeral for Pope Emeritus Benedict.
Bells tolled for the funeral of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI. Mourners applauded as Benedict's coffin was carried out of the fog-shrouded St. Peter's Basilica into the light of St. Peter's Square. Pope Francis was wheeled onto the platform in his wheelchair before taking part in the Mass in front of thousands of faithful. Despite attempts to keep the funeral low-key, as Benedict himself had requested, heads of state, royalty and clergy from around the world gathered at the Vatican. The world watched in wonder and sadness at the first funeral for a Pope Emeritus in modern times. I'm Karen Chamas.
California's been getting hammered by that monster storm that forecasters predicted would dump up to 6 inches of rain in parts of the San Francisco Bay Area. Resident Pat King.
Yeah, we're scared. We're getting more sandbags and just buckling down the best we can.
Forecasters predicted Santa Barbara and Ventura counties would likely see the most rain. The House will try again today to elect a speaker.
After 2 days and 6 ballots.
A speaker has not been elected.
But heir apparent Kevin McCarthy is not giving up, despite opposition unseen in modern times.
Do you have a deal with those guys right now?
No, not yet, but a lot of progress.
Does that mean no vote tonight?
I don't think voting tonight is productive. I think that people work a little more.
Even a move to end voting last night was contentious, and McCarthy's endgame remains unclear. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
8 people, including 5 children, have been found dead from gunshot wounds in a home in Utah. No details yet from officials in Enoch, Utah. This is AP News. More layoffs in the tech industry.
Amazon has announced major layoffs, joining a tech worker purge. E-commerce giant Amazon and business software maker Salesforce are the latest U.S. tech companies to announce major job cuts. Amazon says that it will be cutting about 18,000 positions. It's the largest set of layoffs for the company. Salesforce is laying off about 8,000 employees, or 10% of its workforce. Major technology companies are pruning their payrolls that they rapidly expanded during a 2-year boom spurred by a pandemic lockdown. Meta Platforms announced in November that the Facebook and Instagram owner would be laying off about 11,000 employees, or 13% of its workforce. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Gas prices are still going up. Gas is $3.28 a gallon this morning, says the AAA. That's up 13 cents in a week. The latest there. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.